unacceptable. He speaks for no one in my view.
Thank you very much, John Mellencamp. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation. Yes, I'm still under the weather. Wacky on the codrill today, eh?
Yes.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Nicky. It's myself, Tony Martin. Richard Martin's pushing the button. And Ed Cavalier's here with yet a whole new range of prizes and competitions.
Well, you've got to give him full marks for an audacious...
Oh, what? It's new gear today, isn't it? Nothing? Oh, he's waving a DVD at me. Okay, that looks... Well,
just been in the boss's office.
Yeah.
Talking shop, Rich.
Yeah, I noticed some FaceTime. It's FaceTime, man. Yeah. Sit down with the heavies, the head cheese.
Mm. You want to know where you get your lime green polo shirts from?
From this. We have to go shopping together.
Let's do it. It's smashing corner at the top of the show every day at the moment.
Let's go. Well, if he keeps... parading that in front of me.
We got Julia Gillard accusing you of dishonesty, and you countered by waving a copy of Water Rat Series 7 at me.
Part 2.
Ridiculous. Let's...
Part 2?
Yeah, we'll be hearing from them.
Imagine buying Part 1. And going on here a bit of Part 2.
Okay, never get those abalone fishermen.
Here's what makes me feel better. Dog news. Listen to this. Devon, England. A dog with a cigarette habit suffering from withdrawal symptoms following the introduction of one of them pub smoking bans in Britain. These people who are both smokers have taken their pet collie, Archie, to the local pub since he was a puppy. And he's getting narky because he's having withdrawal from the smoke. That's what you hate to see, isn't it? A collie with a smoker's cough. That's always a bad look. Mention that episode of Lassie. Should I rescue Timmy from the well? Nah, I might just chill and watch some Ralph TV. But how do you? I mean, I've never had this problem. How do you get your dog off the fags? How would you do that? A nicotine chew toy? Would that be the answer?
Yeah, I think so.
Get it hooked on something stronger. Get it onto the gear, maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know. My Labrador doesn't smoke, but it can balance a large ashtray on her back. That's how hefty she's looking at the moment.
That she is.
A large ashtray and a fan selection of magazines. She is a coffee table. Mug rings? It's undignified. She's been headhunted by Canine Plumpers magazine. That's how bad it's getting.
Unbelievable.
Other big stories. Have you got dog news?
Well, Tony, this is you guys keep rejecting my phone topics.
Yeah.
And I've got another example as to why we should be doing it. Listen to this. Mum hooked on pet boxer. A mum was trapped for an hour when her hand stuck inside her pet boxer's mouth.
Right.
I mean, this leads to the phone topic. What's tried to swallow you?
Okay. Well, pelican.
Yeah, we've done pelican.
Would be all right,
what have you been inside? How about that?
Yeah, see, I just think that's going to backfire.
You think that's going to backfire?
Same with the swallow thing, I think.
Really?
We're really heading down the same alley.
We saw Rogue last night. Richard and I saw Rogue.
Oh, a new croc movie.
The new croc movie.
Does it improve on Lake Placid?
Well, the croc looks amazing.
Incredible croc.
There were, when I went home, I was checking cupboards for crocs.
Sorry, you're describing the film as an incredible croc. Fantastic. Can we put that on the poster?
No, it was very, very scary.
Yeah.
Very, very scary stuff. And lots of people, you know, copping it sweet from the croc.
Yeah.
As you would expect.
Lovely.
But we were saying afterwards that it'd be great to see a horror film where all of the people who are, you know, about to get eaten by the monster accidentally make themselves more and more delicious.
A string of onions around the neck.
Yes.
By mistake.
Richard was saying they go to grab something from an overhead compartment.
Breadcrumbs?
All over me.
One melon on each foot somehow.
Why are you putting the sprig of rosemary up there? I don't know. I guess I'll find out later in the film.
I think Cutter is coming in. Stephen Curry. Is he going to eat? No, don't spoil.
I can't say.
Okay, well, he's coming in.
But he is barbecue flavoured.
Tell you what, we'll put that idea to him when he comes in.
Idea.
You want to talk about crime? Was that shot up the territory, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
We've all been shot up the territory. But listen to this. This is a story we flagged earlier in the year, and it finally paid off on Friday. Darwin's disgraced Lord Mayor has quit. This is Peter Adamson, former television sports reporter, on Friday was found guilty of stealing and false accounting after improperly using council funds to buy the following three items. Are you ready?
Yep.
A fridge, a Darth Vader voice changer, and some women's underwear.
Oh, we're shopping at Aldi, clearly.
It's a recipe for fun, isn't it? But what could you do with a fridge, a Darth Vader, voice changer, and some women's underwear?
Wow.
I'm trying to think of a scenario. Let's see, you put on the women's underwear.
Yeah, it'd be time.
Climb into the fridge with the Darth Vader voice changer, and then just wait. Wait till someone comes into the kitchen, and then they hear...
Use the fridge. Use the fridge.
Don't you reckon? And they go over to it,
yeah.
Open the door, and there he is. There's the Mayor of Darwin, in the scanty panties, pointing at the downstairs department, going...
The Emperor is expecting you.
That's what he calls it, apparently. That's what he calls it. Then he just throws in...
As you can see, my power is growing. My Death Star will be completed on schedule.
That's unnecessary. But you tell me what other scenario you can come up with.
Good enough for me.
For those three items. Mm. That was me standing in a booth with Matt Dow, talking into a rubbish bin.
Is that how it works?
That's how you do the Darth Vader voice.
That's how Edward James almost... No, that's not who it did.
No, that would be James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
I met him. I was in a poster and memorabilia movie store in San Francisco.
Nerd.
Nerdsville. Ding, ding. Door rings. In comes James Earl Jones doing the voice.
No, he didn't.
No, just, well, it's his voice.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
He wasn't.
Talking into a bin.
And comes up and says to the guy, have you got any Star Wars memorabilia? Because my grandchildren want some and I don't have any.
Wow.
And you're going, if I could have got that on tape.
Yeah.
And as soon as he started talking, I just couldn't help but do a bit of...
Plenty of Field of Dreams memorabilia.
Just doing it for my own amusement. How's that? But, okay, the Darth Vader voice changer. We've got to get to the bottom of that story. I know you've got some Star Wars related news.
I do. I've got news of the Emperor.
Let's get to that next on Get This. Oh, thank you very much. Linkin Park here. Yeah. Get This around the nation on Triple M. What have you got for us, Mr. Cavalier? Apart from soups, what a selection of soups today.
Chunky vegetable, eh? Mm. Not that rich. I've got news. Philip Ruddock promises to stay on. Attorney General Philip Ruddock has vowed to stay on in federal parliament and as long as he is re-elected at the next election.
Okay.
He said, having just been re-endorsed for the next campaign, it is my intention to continue to serve the electorate of Barara, Mr. Ruddock told Network 10.
Right.
He added, I'll stay on in politics so long as the rebellion continues. We dealt with Obi-Wan Kenobi, but this new fellow, Luke Skywalker, looks like he might try and cause a few problems.
Oh, he's the Emperor. He's the Emperor. Yeah, just before we went to this break, I said, do you want the music? You want the Emperor's music?
No, you said you want Darth Vader's music. And what? I said, no, I want the Emperor's music, but we didn't have any Emperor's music, did we?
Isn't this the Emperor's music? The Emperor has different music, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The Emperor... All of the phones have lit up.
Yeah.
Apparently he does. And people who complained it wasn't a tank, he's an armored personnel carrier of bombarding us with gold. All right, so I was hoping...
Not politics.
Yeah, well, not necessarily, but
oh, really?
As you can hear, I'm not well, so I haven't been able to concoct a new interview with the Prime Minister this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I've dragged one out of the archives, because is Idol coming back?
Idol is
early
August. After Big Brother.
And they're increasing the number of nasty judges. So you've got Kyle.
Kyle. Music expert Kyle.
Dicko.
Mm-hmm. Actual music expert Dicko.
And Philip Ruddock. So, for everybody... And what about Sheikh Alali? Yeah.
He's in there.
Yeah, he's doing fashion.
Who else do we want in there?
Sheikh Alali and
someone else the other day.
Yeah.
We came up with a beauty. Who's punchy? Chopper? Who's getting punchy?
Jeff Clark.
We're going to build a sort of a full bench for Idol. No, last year, I think Mr. Howard may have had a crack at Idol.
Mr. Howard, as I understand it, on this series of Australian Idol, there's going to be a wild card entry.
If there were one, I'll tell you what, I'd grab it.
Well, good luck with that, but I hear the front runner is a man whose act involves manipulating his genitalia into a replica of the First Fleet.
Gee,
that's true.
I mean, nobody can do that. I can't do that now.
Well, Mr. Howard, that was what you said a week ago.
Mm.
Since then, it seems a lot of people are getting quite excited about the idea of you performing on Australian Idol.
Yes, of course they are.
They're quite keen to see you bust some rhymes.
I know people are feeling it.
They say you've got the touch.
Too much.
That's great. You have to give us another.
Anyway,
coming up to plenty.
No way, oh no.
Now, you and Peter Costello have a pretty good act developed from what I hear.
We are a stellar performer around the world.
MCs Howard and Costello make Tupac and Biggie look like Milli Vanilli. Mac Daddy J. Howard seems to have an almost psychic bond with the drum machine.
I learned from a very early age that when you actually look at that,
the rhymes are brilliant, but the best stuff seems to be made up as they go along.
The reality is that the great bulk is still made up and will be for the foreseeable future.
The foreseeable future or thereabouts.
There are a lot of swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, very good. But isn't it true the producers of Idol have asked you to tone down some of the language?
Look, I would speculate on that, you ask them.
Some have suggested that the constraints of network TV will force you to cut out a lot of your trademark bitches and mother...
What happens? Once again, I'm not going to speculate about something I don't have to.
Yeah, surely you'll be severely hamstrung.
Just what?
I mean, aren't all the swear words and references to c***ing just gratuitous?
Well, no. I don't believe that.
Really? Are those words necessary?
I don't need it.
But surely the lyrics of, say, the Senate will require some fine-tuning.
All along, that is a little bit of fine-tuning. You ask me, is there any serious work on fine-tuning? No.
You often have the entire upper house on stage, all spouting obscenities. I mean, surely you've guaranteed the network some toning down of the act.
I can guarantee anything in relation to that. Let's understand this. You're saying that we're looking at some significant changes to the act. No, we're not, because we don't believe any are needed. But if along the way, here and there, some kind of fine tuning with such a big act is needed. Well, that will be done.
Really? Oh, okay.
It won't be easy, but I'm very committed, and Peter is very committed.
Yeah, how is your partnership with Peter Costello these days?
I don't think we're ever going to end up lasting, Peter.
Isn't that a pessimistic outlook?
Well, no, I'm trying to be realistic. I mean, I want the fighting to stop. Australia wants the fighting to stop.
Mr. Costello thinks the number you selected for Sunday's show, straight out of surplus, is pretty hot stuff.
No, he thinks it's big time.
Yeah, but Kim Beazley thinks you should be doing the more traditional number.
I mean, everything Mr. Beazley is about is the part.
Yeah, but I have it on good authority. You're going to be doing an old status quo tune.
I don't indulge in that sort of speculation.
And the view in Cabinet is that any arrangement by status quo would be a disaster.
You often have a range of views in Cabinet, and there's a strong disposition out of Cabinet not to change the present arrangement.
Right.
Let there be no doubt. The clear view of Cabinet is the status quo.
Well, good luck on Sunday, Mr. Howard. I'm sure that the other acts will be
blown out of the water.
Oh, and what's your rap name again?
1 Cent.
Of course. Hey, let's go out with some more rhymes. On you go. He's Johnny from the block. He's the MC with all the clout.
That is really what the economic debate is about.
He's going to get some marks at the upcoming election.
So the fundamental direction is a forward direction.
He's busted some moves. He's skewered and effective. He's a dopest of leaders. He's everyone's homie.
I'm concerned about funny.
Get a time for a break dance, Mr. Harris?
No. Why is it up?
Indeed, let's get going with some romantic listen up. Isn't there more to that song? What's the problem there? There's a lot more. That's just the beginning bit.
Yeah, the trouble over there. Traditionally, there is more to the song.
What are you doing?
It's just embarrassing. It's in front of a national audience here. What are we going to do?
Sorry. Maybe we could pull the two parts of the song together.
How do we do that?
Something like that.
How do we do that? That's ridiculous.
We need some pulling power.
Oh, the Nissan Navara. We could use that. How would we possibly do that?
Let me try.
Here at Triple M, graphically demonstrating the increased pulling power, the huge pulling power of the Nissan Navara, our sponsors here. Don't forget the rugged good looks.
Now with more snorkels.
He's got a snorkel. The mystery feature. I don't know if other 4x4s have a snorkel. We must get onto that. Email coming in here at the show.
Yes.
Listen to this on the Kappa affair. Mark Butler, that's a real name.
He says, the next time you refer to Warwick Capa and his career as a stripper, can you please note that another of the many caveats on the website of his troupe, as I remember it, is he won't perform in front of men. He'll perform in your garage, just not in front of the men.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Got to have standards.
How's the campaign going? Do we know the
full steam ahead, as far as I can tell?
Yeah.
But he had a great bit of publicity on ACA.
Yes. No, that was
they
great.
They added him as a deadbeat dad. That's always good to get the ball rolling.
I think he's got his climate change policy on YouTube.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's been put up there.
He needs a running mate. You know, someone, because it can't just be the Kappa ticket. You've got to have the deputy as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deputy mayor. Who would you push for that, do you reckon? You know, because you've got Warwick in the shorts.
What's the bloke from It's a Knockout up to?
Billy J. Smith?
Yeah, what's Billy J. Smith up to?
I don't know. If it all goes wrong, he can throw it and he's falling over.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
He's put in a roundabout. I found someone who could be a good running mate for Warwick Capper in his bid to become mayor of the Gold Coast. Last night on Channel 10 News, great story about how Durex, the condom people, are recruiting people to test their condoms. And a lot of people queuing up. Check out this bloke here.
Durex is looking for 200 condom testers. The online campaign has attracted more than 4,000 applicants in just 1 week. Marketing student Yati believes his looks will get him the job.
Done. That's all I'm saying. Pretty. I'm a big fan of the Pleasure Max because it just gives you pleasure to the max. Ribs not too bad, but if you've got game and you know what you're doing, you can get away with it. Be more like a sponsorship. So Durex has sponsored me to do what I love, and I love women.
There you go. How would you describe that facial expression? That looks like Ed when the sandwich guy arrives and there's no wraps left. That's how I describe that face. Not very impressed. He's got game. He's got game there.
And he loves women.
Come on.
Big smiles for the guy.
Not into it? That could be a good running mate for Warwick.
What? We were watching that story in the office and Ed was disgusted by that man's comments.
Yeah.
But then when the female condom tester stepped in front of the camera, that was all cool.
Suddenly he put down the ladle. Yes, what?
Hang on, what's he actually saying? The marketing student is saying that he's so good looking that he's going to get so much action that they're going to be just handing him condoms all because he's already using so many anyway.
Durex won't be able to keep up with the stats, the figures he's bringing back to them.
I saw this man.
Yeah. You don't think?
I'm not convinced.
Yeah, he has a chair.
I'm really not convinced.
I'm assuming the results of the testing will be published online and we'll find out.
And you know what? He set the bar very, very high. Because unless he's using, you know, there's going to be a Durex guy at the bar with him going, no, go up there. Seriously, go up there. You're behind quota, bro. You are behind quota.
But he's pointing at his own face going, pretty.
And
what about this? Now, this sounds like a joke, but I assure you, this is a story from yesterday's Australian, one of our respected newspapers. Curry-flavoured condoms that appeal to Indian palates are sweeping the country's market, suggesting its largely conservative population is waking up to the appeal of oral sex. An official of Hindustan Latex Limited, no, that's not a fake name, Ed. Principal manufacturer of more than 1 billion condoms a year in India said that until recently the flavoured condom market had been negligible.
Fair enough.
Curry flavoured condoms, what will they be calling them? Curry flavours, surely, will be the answer. The poppadom? I don't know.
Pop on the poppadom.
There you go.
There we go.
Poppadom and off you shoot. I'm wearing a curry flavoured condom. Wow, that's great, but why does it come with so much rice? Sorry. And then there's the tandoori condom, where you put it on and then bake your genitals in clay for 12 hours. I'm sorry. What would be the side effects of the curry flavoured condom? Obviously, there'd be a fair bit of passing if jokes are to be believed. Wow, that's great, but is that you? I'm sorry. Sorry, do we need to move on?
Oh, yuck. So, the Dinger Burger is available in India very soon.
Where are our boys today? Where are our boys? Do you have that thing? This is how annoying I am.
We need the shower. Do you have our new grinding game shower? I need something. I gotta get clean somehow. Between Yeti and the curry flakes, I don't know. I didn't feel so good. Come on, Rich, give it something. Don't feel dirty.
Done. That's all I'm saying. Pretty.
Richard, okay, well done. It's get this around the nation, Tony Martin. Not 100%, but forging on with the dodgy jokes. We've got Ed Cavalier here. We've got Richard Marsden. And a lot of people calling up Ed saying that you never get to so many of the things you flag at the top of the show. I think it's 3 weeks now you've been saying the rubber duck invasion.
Yeah, it's imminent.
What is that about?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
No. Hit me with some of the others. What was one?
Who's pretending to be a German polar bear?
Well, that for about a week. When are we going to do that one?
Well, whenever we get time. Things come up, Tony.
All right.
If we have to hear 14 minutes from a pretty guy, then we don't have time for the rubber duck invasion.
And
he is pretty. If you think that a can of tuna in oil is pretty, he's just that oily.
What, Rich? It's a rubber invasion of a different kind.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
This is your area, Rich. You found your niche.
My niche is next out.
Oh, I'm waiting for that one.
Hey, he's been saying that all morning because niche is coming in. And we've been accused of being too niche on this.
Yeah.
Not that we even know what that means.
No.
All right. Okay, we're going to have a song now. I reckon, Rich, you've got a... Can you have a high voice happening? I see what. Try on one of these new flavored condoms. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to look at this. This is very unpleasant.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, I've
heard your eyes.
All me plums!
You guys blame, okay?
Reflections of a sound. That's Silverchair here. Get this on Triple M podcast. We've got them. Number 105.
Smash mouth.
Goes up today.
What's dinner time?
It's Jockers. You've got a bit of Ryan Shelton.
Good times.
Someone to watch that bloke. Friday the 13th, everything went horrible. Stealing a tank, how it's done. John Law's stolen microphone. Yeah. Something for fans of that tune, Water Sports. What's wrong with Big Brother? Cab drivers have the answer. And in this very segment, things yelled from passing cars. So, yeah.
And
a lot of memories of a couple of days ago.
Oh, man. We were so different. Anything for Snato fans?
Nothing for fans of Snato Garo, a.k.a. Santo Chilaro.
Thought I'd check.
Need to get him back in here.
I love him.
Get some more of his piano accordion work out of the basement. when I say this segment, I'm talking of... By Godrell today.
You're happy.
I thought Godrell was illegal now.
You're so chirpy.
It's great. Yeah. I can certainly recommend Godrell. Any joke seems funny. what are we talking about here? Don't try this, it says on my sheet. What's this been brought on by?
Well, in the Dude Ranch, we have a fridge. Thank you very much.
A fridge. Hopefully not a pair of ladies' underpants and a Darth Vader voice changer.
Like
the mayor of Darwin.
we're working on it. We don't have any elected officials in there.
Oh, well.
In their dirt, but we'll see how we go. Good competition. Hey, promotion?
Yeah.
Good competition.
Yeah, they're still waiting for us to come up with an event.
Yeah, whatever.
Good luck.
Anyway, so we've moved in there about a month ago, and it's been bliss, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And the first week, we were there, I made some spaghetti bolognese, and they've left it in the fridge and forgotten about it. So that time I came home, my flatmate, tucking into that delicious morsel. And I see, he said, oh, this is good, strong, very strong. I said, bro, that's 4 weeks old, that is. So the message is, don't eat things out of the fridge.
All right.
And put in there yourself.
Yeah.
Or the other message is for me to throw things out. But let's not worry about that.
No. Okay, that's a literal don't try this. But we're just looking for behaviour, really.
And the other one is, of course, that when I used to, hit the sauce, as it were, one night we ran out of booze and I drank a bottle of hazelnut essence.
Yeah. How'd that go?
A whole bottle. Warm on the way down, warm on the way back up.
All right, lovely.
But do not drink everybody else.
I mentioned this one. I subscribe to Entertainment Weekly from the States. It's a bit of a nerdish mag. But every year, I mentioned this before, I have to call them up and renew my subscription. Yeah. They can't understand my accent. So I took someone's advice and bunged on a fake American accent, got put through to Tampa, Florida, started doing the accent, and the woman goes, "How are you going, love? Where are you calling from?" And it was somebody from Melbourne, Australia on the switchboard, and I had to stick with the American accent for the rest of the call. Things you shouldn't do. Don't try this. Don't suddenly try on a national radio program doing Dean Guy's new single. I hear that's doing better than the actual one on iTunes.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
You should get together with Yachty. Is that Yachty? Was that the name of the
Yachty?
Yachty. You're going to get a few feuds, Joe, because you've already got feuds with what?
Who?
Carl Stefanovic?
No.
I just lifted the lid. Jalen?
No, that's over.
Really?
Yeah, no. He's, not a wrench.
I reckon I saw Jamie the other day, the one who won.
Oh, the headband one?
Yeah.
Where did you see him?
Headband guy, just around the corner from the radio station, as a matter of fact.
Doing what?
It wasn't a guy who looked like Jamie. I had a good close look.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you bust out any of the poems?
Did you check the...
No poetry, that's what I was...
Did you compare the picture that you've got in the locket around your neck with the guy that was standing in front of you?
Before and after photo. You have that and this when you're having that.
Oh, yes.
So these are things, don't do them. So call us up, tell us things that you've tried. Warn other people so that they don't have to go through what you went through.
We're helping people.
It's helpful today.
And we haven't heard from Richard Marston. What shouldn't people try, Rich?
Can this be a broadened to acts of physical daring do?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes, you can. Of course you can.
We love daring do.
Of course you can, Rich.
Swashbuckling in this time. It always goes down a storm.
What do you got, Rich?
My house has, the ceiling is about 12 feet high in the air.
Pretty good.
So it's very high.
Yep.
So when I have to change a light globe, because it's positioned right in the roof, I have to climb to the top of my ladder and actually stand perched on top of the ladder, not leaning into the ladder. So I'm actually full standing up on top of the ladder, and that's something that you shouldn't do because you can't actually watch the light while you're unscrewing it. Look ahead to maintain a sense of balance.
Yeah.
I fell off about 6 months ago.
Oh.
And you know that episode of The Simpsons where Barney wakes up on the conch shell with the spikes on it? If you want a rough night, try sleeping on one of these. I was changing the light globe in my kitchen, landed on a meat tenderizer. Yeah, and so I've got persistent back pain. Only hurts when I sneeze and laugh and
pushing the buttons today, I fully tenderized.
But your buns have never been stopped up.
Hey, anyone, what's that thing people do on the internet with
masturbate?
Okay. Well, there's that. But I'm talking more about bottles of Diet Coke and Mentos.
Oh, yeah, that's it. They make a little fountain.
Yeah, so you drop a Mentos in.
A bottle of Diet Coke.
It's just like a
Bellagio at Las Vegas.
Okay. Some guys I know in New Zealand decided to drive down to the local supermarket car park, do a bit of that, get a bit of Busby Berkeley.
Good.
Get the Williams gear going, film it, put it onto YouTube.
Brilliant.
One of them couldn't resist just trying a bit of it on the way in, in the car.
Brilliant.
On the way there.
Brilliant.
And you can imagine what happened. Coke spa. It was like a Liberace fountain going off inside a phone box. So don't do that. Don't try this. That's what we want to hear. Warnings for the nation. Call us now with yours. 1-333-53. Hard to handle here at this around the nation on Triple M. Today we're being helpful for once. Don't try this. Who's got one?
Hello, Harry.
How you going?
Good, mate. What shouldn't we try?
Imitate your favourite Looney Tunes cartoons and, stand on a rake. It comes up very slow to begin with, so you think it's not going to hurt, and then the last metre or so, it goes really quick.
And where did you cop it, Harry?
Right in the forehead, in the middle, between the eyes.
Beautiful. And, because Ed actually, literally, slipped on a banana skin the other day in the street.
Yeah. Kids were laughing at me, Harry.
Yeah, you know, now we need to get an anvil suspended over us in the studio. Find out if that one works.
Thank you, Harry.
So don't try this. Who's got another?
Good message. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Good day, Sid. Everyone, don't try when you're sorting out electric wires. Don't try holding the live ones in between your teeth. because when it touches your tongue, there's a really loud noise and you wake up on the other side of the room. No, there was no black face, no suddenly gelled, spiky hair, none of that. I was a bit disappointed, actually.
But the DeLorean did make it back to 1985, so all was well.
That's it.
Thank you, Rob. Good advice.
Thank you. Who's next? Ashley is with us. Ashley, you there?
Yes, I am.
What shouldn't we try?
When you're at a Q&A screening of a film, don't bag it when the director's sitting next to you.
Danny Boyle's film.
Yeah.
Now, I did that thing of leaving before it was finished because I had to get home and write a sketch, and then everything went wrong. The reels were in the wrong order in the screen, and then I had to pretend that I'd been there for the whole thing in front of Danny Boyle. And he's going, well, what about the cock-up with the reels? And I'm going, yeah, I think I was out at the concession counter when that was
spoken, you were gone.
But I didn't bag him.
Well, I thought that was when the reels was on backwards. It was some pretentious artsy.
So you started saying that?
Yeah, I said, this is worse than A Life Less Ordinary. And
And
then they've thrown to the Q&A, and the big man stood up and headed for the stage.
And he's a really nice guy too.
Does he seem like? Tony, did you get the script I left for you yesterday?
I'm not sure. Do you know we're not allowed to read scripts in here?
No.
But it's a legal thing here at the station, because then, you know, we might do something similar in a few years and you'd sue us.
I had the original idea for Lord of the Rings, actually, and it got ripped off, so I've learned my lesson. Thanks for the call, bro.
We'll find out what happened to that script. I know we aren't allowed to read scripts.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you doing?
What shouldn't we do?
We shouldn't scull a litre of pickle brine.
Exactly. Why not?
Okay. It's about 30 seconds later.
What were the seconds? You held it down for 30 seconds. Well done. Was this a bet?
Yeah, it was a bet. A drunken dare.
And what'd you win?
The prize of throwing up.
2 litres of pickle brine.
Holding it down for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's quite a record, though. Thank you, Daniel.
No worries, guys.
Good advice.
We should get our own Get This Pickle Brine. There's a product. Mm-hmm. We need a product.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Peter.
Oh, g'day, guys.
What shouldn't we do?
You shouldn't go to a party and say you're a doctor to impress people.
A doctor really does that impress people?
Well,
okay.
Yes.
We need someone to pretend they're a telecom technician, obviously. He's gone under a bridge or something.
No, never. Sorry, Peter. I'll have to get, my brother used to pretend that he was a biscuit designer.
Mm.
And he'd wow people with, he'd hold like a sail up or something like that. He'd talk about the ridges and how they reminded him of the Olgas and the ravines and such and such.
And
there's a lot of action that way.
Yeah, he's style.
Oh, yeah.
All right, are you just standing behind him drooling?
Yeah.
We've lost that bloke. It says
he's gone.
Oh, okay. Mm. Get him the call back. Mm. There's more to that.
Give him a water ass DVD. G'day, Michael. How are you?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good, thank you. What shouldn't you do?
You should not use stinker rub on yourself and then go to the bathroom without washing your hands first.
Yeah. Like a flaming rose right there. How many times have you done it?
It's happened twice.
Yeah.
Why?
So I reckon three times it's a habit, bro.
Three times it's a bit too much.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike.
Four times it's a website.
Now, thank you for that. Finally, Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, good, guys.
What shouldn't we do?
Well, I was holidaying up at Lake Eildon, and with two of my mates speedboating across the lake, and the water was looking pretty choppy out the back, and this mate said, probably wouldn't hurt if you jumped off.
Oh.
So me and Richard in a flash had our clothes off and standing at the back of the boat, and it missed, like, calls of one at a time. We both jumped off, and 200 metres later, in 5 seconds underwater, we submerged with jarred necks and... Oh, it was the worst idea ever.
Really? So it's not as soft as I did. How fast were you going to speed boat?
65 kilometres an hour.
So you thought that if I jump out of this boat going 65 kilometres an hour with my mate, nude, I should be right?
Well, the idea was, looking at all the movies, you see the water at the side and it looks like concrete. We thought, no, it's silly, we'll hurt ourselves. The water at the back's all aerated from the blades and stuff, and we thought, oh, we'll just slip straight in. But on hindsight, we thought... In order to land safely, we would have had to have jumped 65 kilometres in the opposite direction.
Ah, yes.
I'm a physics student.
There's so many things from the movies that don't work in real life. Now, when you say copying things from the movies, you're at Lake Eild in Victoria.
Yeah.
Now, you know what movie was shot there, don't you?
No.
Houseboat Horror.
Really?
That was
where on a houseboat.
There you go. Possibly the same one where Gavin Wood got to say this classic line.
Hey, guys, yo!
All right, well,
thank you, everyone.
There's a lot
great
of
list there.
Stern warnings there. Don't go sculling the pickle brine. And then, you know.
So I had an afternoon that was going to be literally full of just electrical wires in my mouth, jumping off speedboats. So
pickle brine and dingo rub. It's a recipe for fun here at Get This in the next hour. Our co-host, you saw him on Thank God You're Here last night. Nish!
What could help are the morbidly obese people.
Centrelink, which is the formerly called CES,
yes.
And instead of grabbing a ticket from the ticket machine, I actually grabbed the date. You know, the old style, yeah. 29 January. I've gone and I'm standing there and I'm waiting. My number's not going to call.
Yeah, I'm going to be in November, I will be called. Well, I don't do that. And hey, you're from Brisbane, are you not?
This is true.
We're heard up in Brisbane. We get probably our nuttiest call came from Brisbane, or more specifically, the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
What's going on there? We've been there for a while.
They're an interesting bunch, but they are my people, and I can't speak ill of them.
What about Warwick Capper from Mirror of the Gold Coast? We're behind that on the show. You reckon that could work?
I support anything that you support, things that I don't really know what you're talking about.
Well, it's not going to become any clearer in this hour. What are we doing in this hour? Inappropriate workplace behaviour.
Yeah.
We had some of that around here,
apparently.
Right. Very good. Have you ever behaved inappropriately in the workplace, Nish?
I may have been aggressive to customers.
Oh, that's what we're looking for in this hour. I'll get this.
Yeah.
Triple M around most of the country. We've got some more of that applause for Nishi. How's that tour going?
It's going really good. We did a lot of sellout stuff in Melbourne and Sydney, and we're touring right around the country. And we're doing some stuff in December.
Yes.
And that's at the Palm at Crown, and tickets go on sale August 1, available through Ticketek.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a long way away. Why should you be saying it now? But this thing just sells out, doesn't it?
I think the reason that I'm plugging the December ones is because I think the other ones are doing okay.
Right, okay. You and Simon Palomar and George Campanaro. So it's great to see those guys back at the sort of forefront of the WOG comedy that they kind of invented, really, back in the early 80s. People forget the Tivoli brothers were sort of there first. And Joe Avati, just explain for people who don't know who he is, because he's not exactly a household name, and yet massively popular.
Yep. He's massive in Canada, or so he tells me. He is. I've seen the website. It's all there. So he's really big in Canada and very popular amongst Italian people. And you know what? If you come to the show, you'll find him funny too. It's one of those things where it's like one of those untapped resources. You don't know about it, but you come along to the show and you get all the jokes. You think, wow, this guy's funny.
And now, of course, you're from Brisbane, but Sri Lankan. Now, what, you know, we're not across the Sri Lankan cliches on this show. What are the standard sort of racial cliches of the Sri Lankan people?
It's fairly similar to India. I mean, culturally, it's virtually identical.
Mm.
So, I'll give you an example. We were watching the Thank God You're Here episode last night.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Okay. And after the thing, I get all these coaching tips from my mum. She's like, yeah, what you did was funny, but, you know, you could have done a little more. Like, you know, when you open the door, like, you know, you just pushed it, you could have done a little more. And that's what she said. And then Dad goes, you know, that other scene where you're with the girl and you're the plastic surgeon, I would have touched her.
Really? Well, when you came in here, you turned to Ed Cavalier here and said, were you in that scene with me last night? And that's a very familiar thing for people who go on Thank God You're Here. I saw Peter Hellier was on last week, and he got to the end, and he goes, I don't remember anything that happened. And people laugh, but it's true. It's like being in a car accident. You can't remember who was on there with you, what unfolded, in what order, whether it was funny. There was one person who was on the show who called up the next day and begged them to cut all of his bits out of the show.
I have a feeling you're not going to name this person.
No, it was Sean McCullough. That's true. You won't mind me saying that. But, well done. But do your parents give you notes in general on the act? Do they come along and see? Have they seen the Il Dago?
They saw it when we were performing in Brisbane. And we'll be doing some other stuff in Brisbane later on.
And what sort of notes do you get there?
Mum's really... But at the start, she wasn't happy that I was, you know, doing her fart joke. But now that it's getting a big laugh, she's like, whatever. Like, see if you can expand the rain. You know?
Does she demand, my mum demands royalties for any kind of joke I do about her.
Really?
Yeah, apparently I owe her thousands of dollars for referring to the Good Scissors about 15 years ago. When's that Good Scissors check coming? She'll say that's obviously when we're speaking.
Through lawyers.
Yeah. It's all through the media,
that is.
Hey, we've got a lot to get through in this hour. Do you mind talking rubbish with people you've never met before?
That's what I do best.
That's what we do. Thank you. Green Day Working Class Hero here at Get This on Triple M. Nish from Il Dago is with us today. And there's a MySpace page, myspace.com/ Il Dago Comedy. Have you had a look at that?
Yeah.
Sorry, we haven't checked this. A couple of Get This MySpace pages. We haven't got round to them all yet.
Sure.
People just set them up without telling you. There's one on Facebook now.
Oh. Are we on Facebook?
Yeah. I don't know if we're hip enough for Facebook.
No. I wonder what networks we're in.
What does that mean?
On Facebook, you can be part of a network like Berkeley Law Grads. And
really?
People have been trying to invite me in that. But I just feel like I'm overexposed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
How many networks do you need to belong to?
Yeah, I hear that.
And what's going on at the Il Dago Comedy?
Well, actually, it's like our official site. So everything, everything is on there because it's free.
Right. Yeah, if you want to send your message, there they go.
Yeah.
And you can find our personal MySpaces from there. But yeah, if you go to that site, we've got all our dates up, how to book tickets, anything.
Any jokes?
No jokes.
Good.
Okay. Let's ask that question, the comedy question. How did you get into comedy? Did you start in Brisbane?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tony.
It's my job.
No, the thing is, I used to work at the Queensland Cancer Fund in cancer education.
Right.
I did a public health degree. That was my thing. So I used to go out to community groups and talk about cancer, how to prevent it, yada, yada. And I just started building material.
Yeah. So how did you slip that in? Like, how did you first get that in there?
I think it's sort of naturally how you write the material. So I've got educational material, and then I'd go, yeah, but the funny thing about... No. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just, like, you do it in a song. Like, you present this educational stuff,
and sing it
to a funny tune or whatever. And that's how I fell into it.
And, I mean, not making light of it, but cancer gag, literally getting...
No. It was more about educational stuff. So, intelligent writing.
Mm. Okay. we'll get to that eventually in here. So how do you then make the leap to suddenly being on stage with George and Simon and Joe?
MySpace. MySpace is the secret. Found me on MySpace.
You're the Arctic Monkeys of comedy.
Another successful internet relationship for me.
Are you someone who spends, as many of the people in this room do, hours and hours on the internet looking for stuff?
I know Simon Palomares does.
Really? What's he looking for?
He's like the lord of, useless information. If you want to know anything useless, give Simon a call. I was just talking to him before. He just knows all this stuff that you'll never need to know or use.
Well, we thrive on useless information. What have you got for us?
I wasn't listening when he was talking.
There you go.
I just know that he has stuff.
What have we found on the internet of note lately, Ed, anything at all?
Well, pelicans are on the go. They're attacking people left, right, and centre.
Yeah,
anyone up to a 15-year-old child is going to get swallowed by a pelican any day now.
Wow.
Yeah. They've turned, finally.
You can fit an entire Cocker Spaniel into the bill of a pelican,
according to... Right.
And it's all on this DVD.
This is Water Rats Series 7 Part Dukes is out, thankfully.
Who has got all of them? Colin Friels, obviously.
Well, is Friels even in this?
Well, Bizzo was probably in.
Biz is in this one.
Friels out, Bizzly in.
D Smart. Whoa. The names.
You're just getting bitter because you weren't... Did you ever do any Water Rats work there?
No, I never had an audition for Water Rats. I had one audition for McLeod's Daughters, which I... I was never going to be the hunky mechanic, let's say that.
I've had trouble getting into McLeod's Daughters myself.
Have you?
That's not good on you.
I just don't return your phone call.
How do people on the land feel about McLeod's Daughters, do you think?
Well, when I'm out there chatting to farmers, it's all very pro-McLeod. It's all very pro-McLeod.
Very real.
Hey, we were talking about... Well, earlier we mentioned inappropriate workplace behaviour. Just run us through some of the places where you've worked outside of comedy.
Of course. I used to work at Coles supermarkets.
Yes.
And I may have... I used to be a little bit aggressive.
Really?
But, yeah, it's quite unfortunate.
In what way? You get on the microphone?
No. Like, say, I used to push trolleys, and then, sometimes people put their trolleys in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And I would, snap.
Yeah.
And, yell stuff.
Okay.
And maybe, threaten with stuff.
Maybe check that rubber thing, that the spill warning sign.
No, there's one day, it was a hot, Queensland, very hot.
Yes.
It was late afternoon, and this guy was taking his trolley across the road, and I asked him nicely to return it, and he said, nah. I asked him again, he said, nah. I asked him again, but this time more seriously, more convincing, and then I heard him call me an expletive, and then I just expletive back at him across the road, really loud, really angry, and he came over and he was just shaking because he thought I was going to bash him.
Yeah.
And he told my boss that.
Right.
But my boss just had a bit of a laugh with me and said, just pretend like I disciplined you. And,
But you got the trolley back,
I got that trolley.
So I'm talking about
you. All in a day's work.
Yeah. Did you get the drive? Who drives the track? How do you get the job of driving the little trolley track?
We didn't have, in my day, Tony, didn't have that. We had to push it uphill.
Said right.
Mm.
How many trolleys can you get in a row using the Oki strap as a kind of a steering wheel mechanism?
I love that. Yeah, I think you're only allowed 10, but we push the limits.
Really? What's the most you've any?
I don't want to brag.
No brag.
You know,
Because I'm not dumb enough to count them either.
Fair enough.
But there was heaps, man.
Yeah. I think we can find a lot more inappropriate workplace behaviour than this. Mm. Want to do that next, Richard?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Push that button. Go on.
And I would take the opportunity of counselling people not to go bananas.
In Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. Nish is with us from Ildago. And I might just mention, there's a season of Ildago in Melbourne at the Palms at Crown, December 10. Why are we telling you about it now? Because the tickets go on sale 1st of August and they are likely to sell out, so book now. Mm-hmm. Nish is with us. Inappropriate workplace behaviour, you've mentioned a bit at the supermarket. Any other workplaces where you've disgraced yourself that you can think of?
Just other supermarket offences, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of trouble you can get into there?
I've worked in many different departments and managed to find...
Were you ever in the hot chickens department?
No. I thought there was going to be a pun attached to that, but clearly you just wanted to know whether I worked with hot chickens.
I did. You know, Ed loved any food-related information.
Because I heard a rumour that's put me off any hot chicken purchase.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to share...
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, if you don't link it to any particular outlet, I think that could be acceptable.
I might just say supermarkets.
Yeah, and keep in mind it's a rumour.
Yeah, it's a rumour. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Cover us. They used to get the chickens and put them on the ground and kick them around and put them back on.
Why would they do that?
Play some chicken soccer.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like the people that spit in pizza. Yeah, it happens, but it's not like it's not in the manual.
It's a standard policy
on how to handle the chicken.
I guess what I'm asking is in a roundabout way.
Yeah, did I kick chickens? No.
No. All right.
Well, I
must have seen some stuff.
It doesn't. In all my time, I saw no chickens kick.
All right. I worked in an army surplus store. We used to do. I used to drive forklifts, in fact. I know, it's unlikely as it may seem. This is my first job leaving school. Forklift ballet.
Yes,
lovely. Elaborate forklift choreography. Forklift jousting. That was a bit of fun. But this was at the beginning of the video, home video era.
Oh, yeah.
So we had, like, video equipment in the home appliance section at the Army Surplus Store.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing we wanted to do, hill chases in the shop.
And?
Just at all hours of the day.
Someone dressed up as a dolly bird.
There was military gear.
Uh-huh.
We would put the military gear, run around, and then, somebody would have to be, have a set of clothes that you could rip off Velcro style, revealing just the underwear underneath. People would be constantly coming in to buy Gurkha knives and bayonet frogs. People in camouflage gear. Yeah. A lot of,
you're going to need to help our viewers with the Gurkha business.
That's the knife. The Gurkha blade, I think it's called the Kukri.
Okay.
I think it is. And it's...
I had a Rambo's one with the compass in the end.
That was a Bowie, wasn't it?
Oh, a Bowie knife. Yes. Sorry.
Wow.
Don't get into the Bowie impression. No, is it true? I don't know if this is true. The Gurkha knife, once it's removed from its scabbard, you have to kill someone.
Whoa.
I mean, that's not a guy...
Otherwise it cries.
It might be a little bit like the chicken kicking
thing. It's not
policy.
But, man, at all hours of the day, people would just be in there trying to buy stuff. We were making movies. Inappropriate. Workplace target. How's that? He should have taken off his headphones into stuff.
Well, we can't for long.
Because we've played the Benny Hill theme. I can understand that. You don't have to say you love Benny Hill.
I'm 29.
All right. What about you, Mr. Marvin? Inappropriate behaviour?
Well, speaking of forklifts, I knew a guy who used to spend hours, and this is an old forklift driver's trick, which is to try and pick up a 50-cent piece with the forklift.
Yeah, that's how you know that you're...
It's like a lot of forklift drivers, that is the challenge they set themselves for Christmas drinks or Friday night drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the forklift and try and pick one up, a 50-cent piece.
Yeah, you've got to have the really pointy blades, though.
That's right.
The Gurkha-style forklift blade.
And a friend of mine also, his parents used to own a delicatessen.
Yes.
And when people would come in, we used to play in there as children, just having fun.
Amongst the cured meats.
Amongst the boxes and the cured meats and the and the dried salmon and what have you.
What a lot.
Yeah, the pig's meat. And we would sit in the frosty fridge section where you pull open the door and you get your milk.
and we would just sit in there and creepily sort of just brush someone's hand as they grab for the milk or the orange juice. You just sort of touch it in a creepy way.
Yeah, that's nice.
And because your hand is freezing cold.
No, I get that bit. Yeah.
It was like a dead body.
No, I understand.
Mr. Cavalli, we've heard a lot of your inappropriate workplace behaviour on the show.
We're talking about the time I totally did it in the back of the video store.
Yeah, and there was another time when someone else was involved.
Brito's. Sorry. However, healthy and Dave. Actually, but there was another time, at the video store, we opened a new branch, like the new store, the new branch of this video show. Yeah. So it was a great day.
New standees! Brand new life-size Steven Seagal cutout.
Carpet smelled so nice. And I went in there, but I'd taken, I was 16 at the time, and Pulp Fiction was out.
Yeah.
So I was underrated, and I got hold of a copy, you see. And I got another Terminator 2, I think, and another 3R and Deliverance, 3R-rated films.
Wow.
I was going home to have a good hard look at and really enjoy myself. But I walked into the new store and the security thing went off. And I said, whoops, faulty. And I kept walking and they all stopped. Everyone working on this, putting the finishing touches stopped and turned around and said, what's the matter? Did that just go off? I said, yeah, it's broken. Do you have any videos? No videos in my bag because I wouldn't take any videos because I hate videos. I don't even know why I work here. And they said, all right, really? No videos. All right, so I walked back out. It beeped again. And they said, stop! I told them. And they got the company to come back and reset the whole security system just because I have a few R-rated
videos. Yeah, the Deliverance and Pulp Fiction, the buggery box set.
Yeah, that's what I love. You're going home to enjoy yourself on your own with Deliverance.
Yeah.
All right. Should have owned up. Inappropriate workplace behaviour. We'll accept anything. Call us now, 133353. Thank you very much, New Order. Here it is. This Nish is sitting in his first time on the program, and he's just discovered that, no, we can't turn the headphones down. Richard and I are dead.
Now, I must be fast heading that way.
I would have been funny if I could hear stuff.
Just saying.
No, we're not up to full strength. We're not up to Lee Simon country. Yeah, that's when you really they have to get the screwdriver out and they have to...
Yeah, they get the generator hooked up to the truck.
Well, we're canvassing the nation for inappropriate workplace behaviour. Who's got some here?
Well, hang on a second, Tony. Before we head to callers, can I just say that I think I've been vindicated? Because one of our callers, which has dropped off, possibly because the man got to him, just called in, and the topic was supermarket chicken rugby.
Oh, no, it does go on.
Vindicated. Thank you.
It does go on.
Please call back.
Who hasn't dropped off?
Hello, Graham. How are you?
How are we today?
We are excellent. Talk us through your behaviour.
Forklift Tiggy.
Oh, you know what?
Well, you've got to hit the back of the forklift to chase him with your blade, and then he's got to chase you, but it all sort of comes unstuck when the bloke in front slides out of the seat and the forklift keeps going into a wall.
Yeah, that'll happen, Graham. Yeah. Hey,
boy, it's all very easy. Welcome to our show, Nish.
Hey, Graham, can I ask, did you ever get 4 or 5 forklifts, hook up a stereo, get the blue the noob blasting out of it, and, get some choreography going?
That's one to put on the book.
Yeah.
We can try.
And now there's YouTube, so there's a home for that kind of stuff.
That is a great idea.
We've had ladies on front of the blades doing the Titanic thing at the front and driving along the yard.
Fantastic. And can you do can you pick up a 50 cent piece?
20 cent piece.
20 cent? Down to a 20 cent?
Wow. Good on you.
Fantastic. All right. I guess that's inappropriate. It's certainly fun. Who's going next?
Good day, Matt.
How are you going, boys?
Good, mate. What happened at work?
It was a Friday afternoon, not much doing, bit bored, and guy kicked a stress ball at me.
Yeah.
So, I'll roost it back at him pretty hard, so I roosted it, and at the time I was sporting a pretty old pair of Royal Elastics.
Oh, yes.
So, the shoes come off and...
where did he go?
Straight through the window.
Straight through the window!
A bird had actually flown into the window.
Oh, a bird? That's pretty good.
Yeah, shaped like a shoe.
Yeah. And,
Has happened before.
Sorry, you're breaking up, but you're saying it had happened before, so you were able to just put it on the bird's account, as it were.
Absolutely.
Put on your map. All right. Plenty of tips.
All right.
Who's going next?
Oh, Andrew.
He's back.
Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Talk us through it, sir.
Well, I used to work in a big supermarket chain. Yeah. I won't mention the name. No. I haven't seen chicken soccer, but I've seen chicken rugby.
This is what I was getting at. I may have got the sport wrong, but the intention was there. Talk us through it. How do you play?
Well, you'd load the chickens into the oven, but prior to loading them in the oven, one person would take them out of the box and throw them rugby style to the other person.
Mm-hmm. And if you dropped one?
I've seen a few drop ones, and I've seen a few tries go down. And a few people kind of diving behind the deli counter and scoring some goals.
I knew it. I knew it, Andrew. I knew it. And it was commonplace, wasn't it?
It is. Oh, wouldn't it? Well, not every night. It's been hard to catch them with the legs and the arms flailing, you know, flailing around.
Well, it does go on. Yeah. Glad to have that confirmed.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. And these are great stories, but what they all need is accompanying footage.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Okay, let's put a word out. If you're working in a large supermarket chain and you're mistreating the chickens, rugby style, then put it on YouTube. Let us know. You'll win a Water Rats DVD.
That's rugby style, not delivering style. Who's going next?
William, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Oh, what's been going on at work?
I used to work at Luna Park.
Yeah.
And, mate, it used to get nuts. You get, like, heaps of people just going nuts. And what happened this day, we had a smoker on the ride.
Yeah. On what ride are we talking about at Luna Park?
UFO.
On the UFO. Yeah, you had a smoker on there. Yep.
Yeah, he had a smoker. I told him to put his cigarette out. He wouldn't do it. So I just inappropriately went, "Yeah, mate, I'm going to take this in my own hand. And I'll just let you spin for, like, 10, 15 minutes and spew your guts up."
He was smoking on the UFO, which takes a skill.
Yeah.
And to get him back, William just let the ride spin for 15 whole minutes until he spun his guts
overdrive, up. And then let the vomit take over. That's what he did.
Hello, Rob.
How are you going?
Good, thank you, sir. What have you been up to at work?
A few years ago, used to Friday nights get on have a few beers and... We'd take photocopies of our willies or pee-pees and stick it on the girls' desk and just put guess who. Oh.
This actually, when my mum was working for the tax department in Brisbane, this exact thing happened to her.
Yeah.
Almost every Friday.
Sure.
Do they
enter into the spirit of it? Do they try to guess who?
Did they try to guess who?
Yeah.
We never really heard anything back, really, other than a couple of comments from the boss that that's not appropriate group behaviour.
I think the key phrase is a few beers.
It's a great new show for Darryl Summers, though. That'd be lovely. Just shots of genitalia up and then a selection of four gentlemen. Darryl has to pick who's who.
Oh, would it be gold?
Darryl, see some gear.
That's going to catch on.
All right.
Who's got another bit of inappropriate workplace behaviour?
David, how are you?
Not so bad, Ed. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And what happened at work?
Well, can I just say, I've been a paranoid wreck for the past week or so waiting for this rubber duck invasion.
So what? He says it
of every single duck I've seen.
What's it about? I keep asking him to do it, and then he'll go, I don't reckon it's break. Free quality.
Yeah, absolutely right. Don't worry, David. When it gets really close, you'll hear about it, all right? You hear it first here. Now, what's been going on at work, mate?
Well, I'm innocent of all charges, but apparently since I talk too much to a 34-year-old mother of two, I'm 22, at a Christmas party, I'm apparently having an affair with her.
And the widespread is the rumour.
Now, David, is it true?
She's a lovely woman, we're friends, but no.
And so, obviously, floating this on a national platform is not going to enhance the rumour at all.
You didn't touch her on anything?
No. Well, if I use names, I'm refrained from using names.
Yeah, yeah. David, do you... Sorry, Nick, but tell me, David, are you getting it on with anyone at work at the moment?
Unfortunately, I work in a department full of about 30 to 40-year-old menopausal women.
Well, they're up for it.
No.
Well, what about a bit of guess who? Take a photo of something, some junk, leave it on the desk.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. See, are you feeling better now about your own work niche at the supermarket? It's right. There's a lot out there. Is there any more? Is there any more we can put through here?
I've got to go straight to Darryl, Rich, if that's all right. Sorry, this one's hot off the presses. Darryl, are you there?
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
What have you been up to?
What we used to do is I used to work at a soft drink company.
Yep.
You get a 2-liter bottle of soft drink.
Yep.
give them a good shake-up, jump on the forks, go up pretty high and drop them and see who's could, like, explode the highest.
And whatever the winner, what would the winner receive?
Well, nothing really. It was just something to pass the day, you know?
Yeah, just the acclaim of his peers.
And how high can you get it? How high are we talking, Darryl?
They'd go pretty high, and they'd shoot out across the blokes picking the pallets, and, they'd have to watch themselves getting smacked in the side of the head or something with a Coke bottle. But also, what we used to do is get the Powerade bottles when they run on promotions and accidentally knock a pallet over, so they'd have to go to the back to be destroyed, and you'd see, you know, 10 blokes sitting out the back taking all these Powerade lids off trying to get the $20 vouchers or whatever they're going to put on.
Not liabilis or illegal.
That's what I like about it. That's a four corners ready to go.
Thank you, everyone.
Everyone who was inappropriate. Next up, maybe we could do that segment, but what's Darryl's new show called again?
Darryl Beats and Stuff.
Next, I'll get here at this Around the Nation on Triple M, where we've just heard the news. This is not something we've made up. Glenn Wheatley is off to jail for at least 15 months on tax fraud charges. Nish is here with us from Ildago. I'm not asking you to comment on that.
No, sorry. Not at my stage of my career.
No, but this is odd because he was, at one point, the owner of the steward, at least of the Melbourne department of Triple M. He was the boss, and there you go.
Your boss, Tony?
He was for a while. And he used to run Wheatley Brothers Records out of the building as well.
Really?
And they had John Farnham, of course.
Oh, yeah. Little River Band.
Moving Pictures. The
Little River Band, any Masters Apprentices. People forget he was in that group.
He was indeed. And I guess that's some inappropriate workplace behaviour he's been involved in. I'd like to think that John Farnham will be going in with him, sort of in support. They are inseparable. I guess I should change the subject. I'm getting that feeling. That's really going on. Now, Nish, do you have the Foxtel at your place?
I do have Foxtel.
What do you like? What do you, if you have to veg out on the Foxtel, what do you go for?
I watch the Comedy Channel.
There's some good stuff on there.
Mm.
Is John Stewart, you know, the Stephen Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff. Sometimes I just like watching bad comedy. It makes me feel good about myself.
Well, when you've got 24 hours to fill a day, it can't all be good.
Yeah,
but right. If you want to see just straight-out comedy, Crime Investigation Network is the place to go.
Right.
Home of Police 107, which is polite, incredibly polite New Zealand cops. Not like the ones on your American cops.
Yeah.
Just talking drunks down. That's what they do. This one we played, I think, yesterday, day before, and we've had a lot of requests to play this again. This features the longest single beep I've yet heard on a Police 107. This is, we join the action in a drug den already in progress.
One of the things we want to talk to you about is the fact that you're breaching your bail conditions, okay?
Yeah, we're breaching our bail conditions.
Starting with bail conditions and not to associate with any of the... Well, you're associating with her. So what you need to do... Listen to me. What you need to do, if you don't want to get arrested and taken into the police station, is you need to sort out your living arrangements, because if you keep living here with him, we will come back and we will arrest you, okay? So you need to sort it out.
Stupid drug addict, and then the beef starts.
I know.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know what it was.
It's almost an Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah, it certainly is. Wow, well, that's Police 107. You'll find it on CI.
It comes up so rarely, Tone. We sit through 6 or 7 hours of bodies being hauled out of drains every day on CI, just so we can see some drunk.
And there was one the other day where, like I say, the drunks were so drunk, everyone had to be subtitled. There's like nothing we could play on the show, sadly. We'll be back to wind things up in a moment on Get This. Thank you very much, Nish, for sitting in for the whole hour here at Get This.
Nice to meet you, my pleasure.
Well done, last night, mate.
Thanks, great job.
And on tour with Ildago, and Nish has just told me something, a skill has developed that I think you need in comedy, the ability to spot a guilty promoter from a mile off.
What's the giveaway?
Is the, well, if you ask another comic, they'll say, oh, that's
get paid, or you get paid in soft drink.
Isn't a ponytail normally a pretty good giveaway?
Ponytail, yeah. But anyone that sort of calls themselves a producer? No, really. I'm a producer.
So many producers now. They're expected to produce it. That's often in Trump. Yes, there we go. Il Dago may be coming to your town. I urge you to go and see him. But if you're in Melbourne, what about that Stephen with Brown, December 10th?
That's so far away. Why are you telling us about that, Tony?
Because you should book now. First of all, because when you should book, not now, not at this very moment. It's available for you. Very nice.
What's that thing people do on the internet? It's funny.